Tomorrow is the deadline for cities to respond to Amazon's call for a second headquarters where it's going to put to work 50,000 employees. As Philadelphia gets ready to throw in its hat into the ring, this week we're exploring the costs and the benefits of doing business in our region. One major factor Amazon is weighing is how it's going to get those 50,000 people to the office every day. Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly looks at what all those extra commuters could mean for the region's railways and roads.
I'm at Suburban Station in Center City. It's rush hour, a little after 5 o'clock. In a steady ebb and flow, Platform 2A is filling up with waiting commuters, then emptying back out again as the crowds cram onto their trains home. Matthew Smith works just 2 blocks away from Jefferson Station. But to make sure he can get on his train, Smith walks here, an extra half mile, to Suburban Station when it's time to head home to Roxborough.
It's kind of like sardines in a can. Like, you really can't even stand on the train. By the time he gets 3 stops in, like, no one can even get on the train. So you're waiting for the next one, which could be another half hour to an hour.
Ridership on SEPTA's regional rail hit record levels a few years ago and hasn't let up since. Rush hour is crush hour on a lot of lines. So when I asked Smith what would happen if Amazon brought 50,000 new workers to town, he just laughs.
Well, I think we already know the obvious. It's probably going to be a little bit more packed. I mean, it'd be good to bring revenue into the city, but again, it's going to be packed, so commuters are going to be crazy.
So is Smith right to be worried? Not really.
It would probably not look or feel a whole heck of a lot different.
That's Greg Kirkowitz. He's a transportation planner at the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. 50,000 may sound like a lot of potential commuters, but Center City already accommodates about 300,000 workers, and University City has another 77,000. So, he says, you wouldn't really notice the extra Amazon employees. Over the last decade, the city has actually added around 40,000 jobs without a significant impact on commutes. You might not believe it if you're stuck on the Schuylkill right now, but the average commute in Philly takes 29 minutes, which is better than most other big cities. So while it may seem like John Butterworth is always saying something like this,
95 southbound, one long line from Academy all the way down through Girard, 76.
His colleagues in Boston and D.C. have to jam even more reports of bumper-to-bumper conditions into their traffic updates. It's easier to get around here, in large part because we have so many options.
So I think in terms of access, whether you're walking, whether you're biking, in transit or in a car, Philadelphia beats everywhere on the East Coast and almost and everywhere in the South and almost everywhere in the nation.
That's Andrew Stober. He currently works for the University City District, but before that, he helped run Philadelphia's Transportation Planning Office. I met him at his home in South Philly and tagged along as he biked to a meeting down at the Navy Yard. Coincidentally, that's one of the sites Philadelphia is promoting to Amazon. The other two are in University City. As we bike, Stober suggests Philadelphia may have another unique advantage over the competition besides all of its commuting options.
How many other places can really compete just in terms of being able to provide the land?
Amazon wants to build a massive campus, 8 million square feet. To put that into perspective, imagine Philly's tallest building, the Comcast Center. Now imagine building 7 more right next to it. That's how big Amazon's campus would be. There aren't many cities with that kind of room to grow in a desirable part of town, but Philadelphia has 3 options. Amazon also wants to move in quickly. It wants the first office building up by 2019. That means cities need to offer locations that are ready to go. And Philly's 3 sites are already zoned for big offices. On top of that, they're each owned by single entities. That means Amazon would have just 1 person to negotiate a lease with, eliminating the risk of holdouts who could derail a deal by refusing to sell or demanding an excessively high price. Andrew Stober says Philly could handle the influx of new workers regardless of where Amazon moved. But, of course, he stumps for where he works.
60% of the region's population can get to University City on transit in an hour. Almost 90% can get to University City in a car in an hour. That gives you incredible access to talent.
Stober says Philadelphia's transportation network expands the size of the city's tech talent pool And it makes it possible for a company downtown to recruit people from places like Wilmington, King of Prussia, and Princeton. In other words, in Philly, you can get your talent delivered. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.